Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1634, air date January 2nd, 2026.
Hello everyone, this is Dr. Shiva. Today we'll explore how lemon balm helps combat inflammation, focusing on its key active compounds, and how they work together to promote anti-inflammatory effects. It's going to be an engaging discussion where we'll explore the molecular profile of lemon balm and delve into the key biological pathways that contribute to combating inflammation. All right, let's get started and see what this is all about. So lemon balm, often known as the tranquility herb, is a perennial lemon-scented plant, scientifically called Melissa officinalis. You may also hear it referred to as common balm or sweet balm. It's widely valued for both its refreshing aroma and its long-recognized medicinal properties. Much of its therapeutic power comes from its essential oil, which contains the key active compounds responsible for its calming and healing effects. And importantly, lemon balm has been granted GRAS status in the United States, meaning it's considered safe for general use. As many of you know, I approach every topic, whether it's politics, health, or science, through the lens of systems science. This framework helps us understand how all the interconnected parts work together, allowing us to see the bigger picture behind complex problems. It's a powerful way of thinking, and it's something anyone can learn and apply through truthfreedomhealth.com. But before we go further, I'd like to play you a short video as we're joined by people on my journey to systems and the systems approach. Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine, but I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inner office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first U.S. copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering, electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosolve, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. And Systems Health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light. Learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva. All right, everyone, welcome back. Today we'll be exploring lemon balm, an important medicinal herb, and its vital role in supporting and alleviating inflammation. So I hope you enjoy it. I want to thank our Cytosolve team for organizing this. We do this as a noble service to support people in really understanding nature as a system and food as medicine. So that video really should give you an opportunity to understand that when you take a systems approach, you get a much closer opportunity to see things as they are. All right, so let's continue. What truly drives everything we do, whether it's through Truth Freedom Health, Cytosolve, or any of our initiatives, is the recognition that those in power are actively contributing to a global health crisis. This isn't an exaggeration. The data clearly shows that people's lifespans are actually declining. And that reality underscores why our work is so critical, to empower people with real knowledge and tools to take control of their own health and lives. When we look at the data objectively, the trends are stark. Lifespan is actually declining, while the cost of living, which directly affects people's ability to survive, is rising exponentially. If you just examine this graph without emotion, it becomes painfully clear. Those driving these trends are not acting in the interest of human well-being. Their decisions, consciously or not, have the effect of putting lives at risk. In other words, the system they built doesn't just neglect you, it actively works against you. And this isn't just a recent phenomenon, something that's happened in the last 5 or 10 years. If you look closely at this graph, you'll see it's been happening for a long time, at least 50 to 60 years. This process has been carried out by everyone, those on the left, those on the right, people claiming to be independent, and even those presenting themselves as agents of change. The pattern is clear. Regardless of labels, the outcome has consistently worked against ordinary people. But all these people claim to do that. They come from the top down, they come from the swarm itself. And those of you who want to understand what I mean by swarm, you should go see shattertheswarm.com, but those in power are not interested in your health because they're not one of us. That's unfortunate. So the decision you need to make is, when you look at a graph like this, do you want to save yourself? No one else is coming to save you. And if you think voting for one of these fools is going to do it, it's not. My running for president, by the way, is not about saving you, but it's about giving you tools so you can save yourself. But that's what this is about. I want to let you know that anything I'm talking about, be it lemon balm or be it neem or election fraud, all of this is motivated by this fundamental curve. Do you want to save yourself when you're ready? You know, I've created the tools to do that so you don't have to waste your life. That's what resulted in this curve. It's not any one thing. And that's why we say this is a systems problem. It's not something that's going to get fixed by tweaking one little thing. Now, what has been the driving force that has resulted in this? Is several important factors. It's not any one thing. It's been the destruction of the immune system in the healthcare space. It's the fact that, environmentally, it's very difficult to get clean, healthy food. But guess what? Going back to healthcare, many of you know I saved hundreds of millions of people's lives during the quote-unquote pandemic in March of 2020 by giving people solutions and educating people on how the body is a system. No other person did that except, frankly, me. And the credit has to be given because I am concerned for everyday people. That's where I come from. It wasn't about pro-vax and anti-vax. It's about the immune system. So we educated people on that, but they destroyed your immune systems. We wanted to educate people. And one of the other stresses has been the fact that it's very difficult to get good, clean food. The other process is that the educational system has been under stress. People are not learning system science. They don't see things as they are. They're being taught fake science. A reductionist science when it comes to innovation. Most people do not know how to look, be resourceful, be it simple things in an office or organizationally, how to solve something. They're expecting the government to do it or someone else to do it for them. And when it comes to governance, we have corrupt leaders. When it comes to the economy, people really don't want to save anything. They're not taught to save. And there are massive amounts of income inequality. So Truth Freedom Health, my systems creation, which involves education, which involves community, which involves courses. It's a platform, it's the solution, That is the only solution that provides a systems approach to enabling you to save yourself. There's no one else coming to save us. And that systems approach involves the ability to strengthen your immune system. It involves the ability to eat local healthy foods on a budget. You get clean food. That's through our certified clean solution, which has been around now for over a decade. It comes from understanding system science. So you learn how to get truly educated. It comes from learning how to educate young people to innovate. It comes from us developing our own leaders in our community. The Swarm creates its leaders to maximize power, profit, and control. Our movement is creating leaders for truth, freedom, health. It also teaches people how to be economical and resourceful. Unfortunately, many forces encourage people to spend money on essentially worthless things. Our movement takes a different approach. It equips people with real tools they can actually use. If you want them, go to truthfreedomhealth.com. And every Thursday, you can see right here on Thursdays at 11 a.m. or Thursdays at 8 p.m., we host two open houses. There's no cost to it. We bring together incredible people, those who share their journeys to systems. But it's an opportunity for you to become what we call the Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar, where you get educated. So you're not waiting for someone else to do that. But again, everything that I do is motivated by this deep interest in helping you help yourself. So Truth Freedom Health is that platform. Again, 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. We do every Thursday. We do that. You can RSVP right now to the vashiva.com/orientation. Join us on Thursdays. Our platform teaches you to think, fight, and heal all together. And as a part of that, we have these platforms, a leadership training institute and a systems health institute, where we are educating leaders to really help others by seeing that the only way to do this is by the right medicine for the right person at the right time. We give you tools to do that. And the Cytosol Open Science Institute is a powerful framework for you to have the tools that you can create new products. And by doing so, you can be part of the solution. And so we provide you with a framework of solutions. So by way of example, when you look at food as medicine, we created the Certified Clean, Certified Raw certification. So global certification through this process, from the time the food is sourced to the time it hits the table or your mouth, we have set a very high standard for what is clean food. So where's the food coming from? It's a global standard. The next thing is Cytosol. This platform allows us to understand the food and what the compounds are in that, and how we combine those compounds to create powerful medicines. And then finally, just because things come from food doesn't mean they're all good for everyone, for which Systems Health trains people to figure out the right food for the right person at the right time. You see, so we have created a framework for you to help yourself. No one else has this. So we're not relying on the government to solve problems because it's corrupt. We're not relying on people to lower their standards. You don't need to do that. This movement is really about you and finding those people who want to save themselves. And so we have these very powerful solutions. Cytosol took me about 25 years to do. Systems Health has been a life journey, and clean food certification is something that is a global standard. Every government, if it really cared, would adopt the standard because we know how to track the food. More importantly, it's a bottom-up standard. But think about what we've done. This has been a lot of hard work without any government support, without any venture capital support. All of this I've done in the midst of many other things. I've truly burned the candle at both ends, driven by deep motivation and a genuine care for others. I've never forgotten where I came from, and life has given me the incredible opportunity to create these platform solutions. These are platform solutions, but if you want to participate in the challenge, you want to get off your butt and save yourself. If you do, we have those solutions. Anyway, that's what I wanted to share with you. This is deeply personal to me. We've created these solutions, and go to truthfreedomhealth.com, and you guys can support yourself and us by contributing there. But when you contribute, you get the opportunity to learn an incredible amount. You get the opportunity to learn a lot. You get the opportunity to become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar, so you're not a slave. My goal is not to keep you on a plantation, but to get you off the plantation. So go there, watch the Shatter the Swarm video, then get onto the Get Off the Plantation course, which is absolutely free, and then become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. Or you can go right to being that. But this is a noble service that we're doing. But the whole goal here is for you to get educated and not be enslaved. So when I talk about lemon balm, or when I talk about ginger, or when I talk about any of these foods, it's always in this context of a systems approach. So anything we do has to integrate science, politics, and health. Anyone who claims they don't want to talk about politics is, as the great writer Alberto Brick said, among the most ignorant people in the world. It's like hiding their head in the sand. In America, people often have the luxury of doing that. But make no mistake, choosing not to be political is deeply selfish, because that silence comes at the expense of all working people. So the people of the United States must rise. They must become political, take charge of their health, and stand ready to fight for freedom. If you want to grow stronger, healthier, and smarter, then you've come to the right movement. But if you choose ignorance, weakness, and sickness, then this is not the place for you. But before we start on Lemon Balm, I wanted to give you this background of what motivates what we do. So let me play you this video, and then we're going to go to Lemon Balm on inflammation. What is truth, freedom, health? And why should all of you become a warrior scholar? I create these videos to share valuable information with you, but my deeper goal is to inspire you to learn for yourself and become warrior scholars. That way, you'll truly understand the roots of the system's approach and think independently. So let me play this video, and we'll start today's discussion on Lemon Balm on inflammation. We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that, and that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train an army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up, working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is a not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is a not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right, the Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you, the Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're gonna follow on the left wing, Bernie Sanders, oh, he said something, or Robert Kennedy, scumbags. Or you're gonna follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not gonna lead us to liberation, it's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement, and that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up, his own quote unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics, and I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. And the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhelp.com, so people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhelp.com. All right, everyone. There's a movement that's driving everything we do in the aspects of science, politics, and health. So we have a framework. So I hope you guys take advantage of this, because you're not going to get it anywhere else. And it's going to be an immense value to advancing you as a human being and helping you to educate. As you can see, there are several different contribution plans available. I recommend starting as a member because it gives you access to a comprehensive course called Get Off the Plantation. This program is designed to help you reflect deeply and ask yourself an important question. Do you want to free yourself, or do you want to remain a slave to the system? Or you can choose to be a supporter, and in return, we'll continue to share even more gifts of knowledge and education with you. Or else you can contribute a little bit, and you can get all 15 gifts, but get involved. Become a warrior scholar. For those of you who want to really leapfrog this and get involved, but understand that when you contribute, we'll give you knowledge, we'll give you support. We give you a community. Anyway, that's the background of what's motivating everything we do. So let's also recognize we have an open house every Thursday at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. You're all welcome to join. So what are we going to cover today? First, we'll give you some background on lemon balm and what we know about inflammation, why inflammation happens, based on the latest scientific understanding. Next, we'll introduce Cytosolve, a revolutionary platform that allows us to innovate using food and develop solutions in a truly scientific way. Then we'll share our initiative, a fresh approach to tackling these problems. Just to be clear, while we're focusing on lemon balm, this isn't a one-size-fits-all solution. Inflammation is an incredibly complex systems problem, and that's why no one has truly cracked it until now. We'll also explain how lemon balm specifically benefits inflammation, how much might be right, and the reality of whether it's suitable for you. For us, it's always about the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Finally, we'll talk about how you can be part of this initiative and contribute to this new approach. As we've discussed, lemon balm, often known as the Tranquility Herb, is a perennial lemon-scented plant, scientifically called Melissa officinalis. It's also commonly referred to as common balm or sweet balm. This herb is well regarded for its refreshing aroma and its long history of medicinal use. Its therapeutic benefits mainly come from its essential oil, which carries the active compounds responsible for its calming and restorative effects. And importantly, lemon balm holds GRAS status in the United States, confirming that it's considered safe for general use. Coming to its indigenous and traditional uses, lemon balm has an impressive history. Its medicinal use dates back more than 2,000 years. Dioscorides, often regarded as the father of pharmacology, documented it in De Materia Medica, recommending the plant for a wide range of ailments, from scorpion bites and intestinal ulcers to difficulty breathing, arthralgia, and even toothache. Across cultures, it continued to be valued for its soothing properties. In Danish folk medicine, for example, lemon balm was traditionally used to ease sleeplessness brought on by heartbreak, melancholy, and deep sadness, highlighting its long-standing reputation as a calming and comforting herb. In addition to these uses, lemon balm has played an important role in various traditional medicines around the world. In Austrian folk medicine, both lemon balm tea and its essential oil are used to support gastrointestinal, nervous, hepatic, and biliary health. In traditional Moroccan medicine, Melissa officinalis is valued as a tranquilizer, antispasmodic, and cardiotonic. And in Ayurveda, this herb is believed to help sharpen memory, further highlighting its diverse therapeutic applications across cultures. So let's now take a look at inflammation. Inflammation is a complex biological response triggered by the immune system to defend the body against pathogens, damaged cells, or irritants. It can be classified into two types, acute and chronic inflammation. Acute inflammation is usually short-term and protective. However, chronic inflammation can persist and is often linked to serious health issues. Common symptoms include ongoing pain, fatigue, and a loss of function in the affected areas. Now let's look at current medical interventions for inflammation. First, we have non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, which are commonly used to reduce pain, fever, and inflammation. Secondly, corticosteroids are another class that helps control inflammation by mimicking natural hormones. Thirdly, immunosuppressants work by lowering the immune response. And finally, biological agents are more targeted, blocking specific immune cells or signals that cause tissue damage, especially in diseases like rheumatoid arthritis. Around 34.6% of adults in the U.S. are affected by systemic inflammation. That means over one-third of the adult population is living with chronic, low-grade inflammation, which can quietly contribute to many serious health conditions if left unaddressed. Now let's take a closer look at how lemon balm, with its unique blend of bioactive compounds, can play an important role in alleviating inflammation. And the way we're going to approach this is we have a very powerful technology called Cytosolve, which I spent many, many decades developing. So for many, many reasons, you'll discover with the modern advent of the field, but we're applying this to everything. So we thought, why not apply this same approach to inflammation too? To understand this better, let me walk you through the Cytosolve innovation process. What it is, what we do, and how we do it. The very first step in our process is mapping out the molecular pathways. To do this, we carefully review and analyze the published scientific literature, gathering insights from multiple studies to build a clear and accurate picture of how these pathways function. Once we've completed our analysis, the next step is to share our findings with the scientific and medical community by publishing them in peer-reviewed journals. The next step is to convert those biological interactions into mathematical rate equations using the principles of physical chemistry. This helps us capture how the system behaves over time. Then, using those mathematical models, we perform combination screenings to test how different compounds interact within the system. This process helps us identify which combinations have real potential and can even lead to discoveries. And we secure patents for them. And from there, we move into licensing and manufacturing, making sure these discoveries can be translated into practical solutions for people. So right now, you can see that we're working across many different areas of health, disease, and overall well-being. We're actively working on several formulations, each at different stages of development, ranging from phase 1 to phase 6. In phase 6, we've already developed two very powerful products. We have about 4 different discoveries we've made, which have received patents. We have about 7 different areas in phase 4, and we're doing actual screening. We have another 9 areas we're doing modeling, another 5 areas we're doing publications, another 9 areas we're doing systems architectures, and all of you can participate in this. We're going to actually start enabling all of you to donate to these, or even if we decide to spin out the company's own pieces of this. We are now in the initial phase called the systems architecture, and today we'll share some insights from this stage with you. Now, one of the products we've already done this through, where we've gone through this whole process, is MV25. We developed the complete systems architecture, and then we went ahead and published it. Then we carried out the in silico modeling. We conducted combination screenings and made key discoveries. First, we modeled all the molecular pathways of osteoarthritis, a disease affecting nearly 500 million people. We did this using Cytosolve, with no external funding. Then we published our findings, completed the detailed modeling, and examined a wide range of natural foods. Through this process, we identified effective combinations of ingredients, and then we brought them together. Through this process, we were fortunate enough to make a significant discovery, where we actually found a combination of natural ingredients that could target osteoarthritis at the molecular level. And we found 2 very powerful ingredients, the right dosages from nature, that affect all these molecular pathways in this architecture to actually reduce pain. To validate our findings, we didn't just publish them, we also secured a United States patent. And that marked the first time we not only helped other companies, but also manufactured it ourselves for your use. And so I'll play you this video. This will explain the Cytosolve process and how we implemented it. But we actually have a tangible solution that went through all these steps, and we can apply this to every disease on the planet. And that's one of the solutions we're doing. So I'll share with you about MV25, and this is the same approach we're now applying to inflammation. We're not there yet, but we're actively working through the process.
Millions of people suffer every day from painful discomfort and swelling, but most pain medications come with harsh side effects, and many alternative supplements have little scientific backing. That's why we at Cytosolve created MV25. MV25 was formulated using the Cytosolve Computational Systems Biology Platform, a technology for precision and personalized health invented by Dr. Shiva during his doctoral research at MIT. This formulation is the result of computing trillions of potential combinations of biomolecular interactions derived from thousands of peer-reviewed scientific papers published across four decades by 68 research institutions to discover an optimal synergy of compounds that downregulate biomarkers of discomfort and normal swelling.
I am Barbara Ann. My hands would cramp up so that I couldn't hold cards or knit or crochet, and they would go like that. And I'd have to use this when I played cards with my grandkids, and I started taking that MV25. After a bit, I was able to hold cards in my hand, very, very little cramping, hardly at all anymore. MV25.
Hi, my name is Sandy. I'm a Taekwondo instructor. I tore my ACL during Taekwondo. I had a lot of pain and limited mobility. I've been taking the MV25 for about 6 months now. After the first week, I noticed a big difference. After the second week, almost literally no pain.
My name is Jeremy, and I suffer from a lower back problem. Hurt my back at work years ago, and I can go to the chiropractor, do all kinds of different things, and nothing seems to help. And I decided to try MV25. I didn't notice a difference immediately, but within a few days, the pain went away and it stayed away. I've continued to take it, and even when I do things that I shouldn't do, it seems to go away a lot quicker than it ever did before.
MV25 is certified clean, 100% non-GMO, made in America, and GMP certified for good manufacturing practices. MV25 is Cytosolve optimized, which means that this formula has been engineered to maximize benefits while minimizing toxicity based on current research curated by Cytosolve. As the science advances, so will this formulation. This is our promise. Order online at mv25.life. Consult your doctor before taking any supplement or medication and use as directed. MV25.
This goes beyond theory. Many people think you can just talk about ideas without taking action. But here we've gone end to end, creating a powerful solution that can truly make a difference, offering a completely new way of development, independent of big pharma. So go to mv25.life. We call it the momentum to move. Order this product to help you, and it's a way you can also support everything we're doing. Just so you know, I have two wonderful dogs, and I love pets. We're also firmly against animal testing. So we did the same approach to create a product called K9701, which takes about 15 to 20 different ingredients from nature and really creates a whole health product. And you can get that for the whole health pet supplement right here. We've also developed another powerful product, Healthy Tea, which comes in 7 unique blends. Each blend is carefully designed to target a specific area of health. These include Joint Tea, Digest Tea, Breathe, Tranquility Tea, Detoxy Tea, Femini Tea, and Immunity. And now we're excited to introduce Your Body, Your Tea, a unique collection designed to balance the doshas and support overall well-being. The range includes Vata Tea, Pitta Tea, Kapha Tea, Vata Pitta Tea, Pitta Kapha Tea, Kapha Vata Tea, and Tridosha Tea. And since we're talking about inflammation, I'd like to suggest Immunity, which is a great herbal blend designed to support your immune system and help manage inflammation naturally. Our latest launch focuses on products that enhance and support immunity. The first in this line is D3 K2 Magnesium, a powerful combination of vitamin D3, vitamin K2, and magnesium glycinate. With decades of research behind it, this formula is carefully designed to reinforce and maintain your body's immune foundation. Building on that, our second product, zinc copper quercetin, delivers a synergistic blend of well-researched nutrients precisely formulated to optimize immune function. So there we go. So now our Cytosolve anti-inflammatory initiative is at the systems architecture phase. So there's a lot of opportunity for all of you to participate in this. We're open sourcing the way that we share knowledge and information so you guys can be a part of this. So let me go back to this. In this first phase, we map out the system architecture of inflammation. A key insight here is the strong two-way link between oxidative stress and inflammation. Each can worsen the other. You'll understand the details of this relationship shortly, but what's important to note is that we're taking a very different systems-based approach to understanding these underlying biological processes. We're going straight to the root of the problem, starting fresh, and thoroughly examining all the research to really understand what's happening. Unlike the pharmaceutical model, which usually targets just a single pathway, our approach is holistic and systems-based, designed to support inflammation from multiple angles. This picture shows how oxidative stress and inflammation are connected to each other. Oxidative stress causes cell damage by disrupting mitochondria and increasing harmful molecules called ROS. This damage then triggers inflammation, which activates immune cells that release more damaging signals. Together, they create a cycle that can lead to cell death and diseases over time. What we've discovered so far, and we're still actively exploring, is that when you get down to the fundamentals, you begin to see the deeper truth of how these systems really work. In understanding the system's architecture of anti-inflammation health, we identify several contributing factors that can cause inflammation over time. These include genetics, immune responses, oxidative stress, gut microbiome imbalance, environmental toxins, lifestyle habits, mental stress, smoking, alcohol use, and physical injuries. Understanding these helps us map out the bigger picture of how inflammation-related diseases develop. Once finished, we'll move ahead with publishing it. Next, we'll process all the data and build our models to bring the complete picture together. These 18 natural compounds have been identified for their potential to support inflammation. Those include turmeric, ashwagandha, calendula, cat's claw, chamomile, cilantro, fenugreek, holy basil, paprika, oregano, astragalus, kava kava, lemon balm, licorice, passion flower, rosemary, rhodiola, and sage for their anti-inflammatory properties. There are 18 things. There's data on this. But the reality is, this is why there has been no breakthrough, because you'll see all these videos on these. But their issues, how do they work in combination? How do you crack the code on this? And that's why we want to do that. We're not here to say that we have a solution, but what we're here to say is we're taking the systems approach. Okay? We can, once we have this architecture laid out, we can use it to figure out what's actually going on. But today, we're going to focus on lemon balm, one of the 18 promising natural compounds with the potential to help improve inflammation. Through our Cytosolve analysis, we found that over the past 70 years, lemon balm has been the focus of 5,353 research articles and 289 clinical trials. This extensive body of work highlights not only the scientific interest in lemon balm, but also its recognized significance in clinical research. Now let's take a look at the composition of lemon balm. There are 30 key molecules found in lemon balm, and while many more are present, these represent the most well-researched compounds with significant relevance to the current study. These include four major categories: minerals, vitamins, essential oils, and other phytochemicals. Lemon balm contains 9 minerals like sodium, magnesium, phosphorus, potassium, calcium, iron, manganese, copper, and boron. Along with these, it also offers important vitamins like vitamin C and vitamin B1. Beyond basic nutrition, lemon balm is packed with several essential oils, such as citronellol, caryophyllene oxide, caryophyllene, geraniol, geraniol acetate, neryl, alpha-catenol, alpha-copene, geraniol, germicrine D, linalool, and thymol. It is also packed with other phytochemicals like maliciocyte A, B, and C, rosmarinic acid, chlorogenic acid, caffeic acid, and apigenin. And here are the structures of the key active compounds in lemon balm, including caffeic acid, rosmarinic acid, linalool, citronellol, geraniol, and beta-caryophyllene. all play an essential role in supporting the therapeutic potential of lemon balm. Owing to its diverse chemical composition, we now shift our focus to the key biological effects of lemon balm. Here we can see the broad biological effects of lemon balm, which make it such a valuable medicinal plant. It exhibits a wide range of properties, including antioxidant, anti-anxiety, anti-inflammatory, anti-nociceptive, anti-cancer, hypolipidemic, antimicrobial, hypoglycemic, anti-epileptic, anti-angiogenic, antidepressant, and lastly, spasmolytic effects. These multifaceted actions demonstrate that lemon balm works systemically, not just addressing a single symptom, but promoting balance and overall well-being across multiple organ systems. Then coming to its health benefits. Lemon balm is recognized for a wide range of health benefits that go far beyond inflammation. Research shows it can help manage pain, anxiety, oxidative damage, depression, diabetes, cancer, hyperlipidemia, gut disorders, muscle spasm, epilepsy, and microbial infections. This makes lemon balm a versatile natural remedy with broad therapeutic potential. But let's look at what we have learned in our process of doing the combination screening. With respect to lemon balm, once again, we're sharing original research. Let's take a closer look at what's truly happening. Here we can see how lemon balm helps alleviate inflammation through its strong antioxidant effects. Doxorubicin, a widely used cancer drug, generates high levels of reactive oxygen species in cardiac cells. This oxidative stress activates NF-kappa-B, which then triggers inflammatory gene expression and the release of mediators like TNF-alpha and COX-2. Together, these events contribute to inflammation, cardiotoxicity, and cellular damage. Lemon balm counters this process by reducing ROS levels, inhibiting NF-kappa-B activation, and suppressing inflammatory signaling. In doing so, it helps protect cardiac cells from doxorubicin-induced injury and supports healthier cellular function. Here we can see another key mechanism through which lemon balm helps improve inflammatory conditions, particularly in gastric ulcers. Under stress, the NF-kappa-B pathway becomes activated, increasing the levels of TNF-alpha and IL-1-beta. These signals draw leukocytes and macrophages toward the ulcer site and surrounding tissue. While this is part of the body's defense response, the excessive immune activity leads to heightened inflammation, further tissue damage, and slower regeneration of the gastric mucosa, ultimately delaying ulcer healing. Lemon balm extract helps counter this by inhibiting NF-kappa B activation, lowering TNF-alpha and IL-1-beta production, and reducing unnecessary immune cell migration. As a result, it dampens inflammation, supports better healing of the gastric mucosa, and helps limit ulcer progression. And we are now in the process of doing this. We will then file patents, and then we'll do production. So that's what the spin-out, InflammoSolve, is going to do. We're right here in the first phase of systems architecture. So now, how can you help with this and be part of the solution? Well, if you guys are interested, you can actually participate in this. If you'd like to take down this link, you can set up a time to meet with us. If you want to support this or learn more about it, you can actually participate. But we're taking a very systematic approach towards this process. The next thing we want to share with you is that you can set up meetings if you want to talk about investment opportunities. You can also support this work directly by visiting vashiva.com/openscience. And contributing to the CytoSolve Open Science Institute, which helps us continue advancing research on natural compounds and their scientific mechanisms for public benefit. You're also welcome to join our monthly symposiums, which are on Tuesdays of every month. You can register at cytosolve.com/symposium. These sessions are completely free for Warrior Scholars, and they're a great opportunity to learn, connect, and deepen your understanding of system science and natural medicine. But what we're doing at the Open Science Institute is we're committed to eliminating animal testing. We want to support indigenous medicines, which is a real fight against racism. Big Pharma does not believe in indigenous medicines. We also want to stop the fake science. We know over and over again, you see the false nature of big academia. They're fabricating research. They make up stuff and they're getting away with it. And this is because there's an incestuous web of signs between big government, big pharma, big academia, and big publishers. And so you have billionaires now realizing that they are spending a lot of money on universities that aren't yielding, and they want to start their own institutions. CytoSolve offers a completely different approach where everyone can participate. So that's what I wanted to share. All right, now we want to talk about the fact that the big pharma guys are not really into supporting food as medicine. And when we look at lemon balm, we have found through Cytosolve very powerful evidence, even in the literature of the establishment, to show that lemon balm has very, very powerful effects. All right, so we're going to share some of that with you right now. Let's take a closer look at this data, which shows that lemon balm essential oil can be nearly as effective as indomethacin in reducing paw edema. In the table, you can see that the disease control group induced by carrageenan shows a markedly elevated edema volume. However, when treated with lemon balm essential oil at a 400 milligrams per kilogram dose, the edema level drops significantly, almost matching the reduction seen with indomethacin, a standard anti-inflammatory drug. These findings suggest that lemon balm essential oil may offer meaningful support in managing edema and inflammation. Here's another set of data showing that lemon balm extract is actually more effective than omeprazole in reducing IL-1 beta levels during inflammation. Since interleukin 1 beta is a key inflammatory marker, a greater reduction indicates a stronger anti-inflammatory response. This highlights that lemon balm not only supports healing, but can, in some cases, outperform conventional treatments like omeprazole. Altogether, it underscores the herb's strong potential as a natural approach to managing inflammation. Now, moving on to another important therapeutic potential of lemon balm, its role in supporting psychiatric health. In this bar graph, we can see that lemon balm produces a similar, and in some cases even greater, increase in open arm entries compared to diazepam in females affected by psychiatric-like conditions. Increased open arm activity generally reflects reduced anxiety and improved behavioral response. This comparison highlights that lemon balm may offer effectiveness on par with, or even superior to, the standard anxiolytic drug diazepam, positioning it as a promising natural option for managing psychiatric disorders. So again, if you want to support this research, go to vashiva.com/openscience and donate. You can donate to different initiatives. We have an anti-inflammatory health initiative you can contribute to. And by the way, when you contribute, we give you lots of books, lots of tools, so you can become a warrior scholar at Truth Freedom Health. Now, you might be wondering, if lemon balm is so effective, why isn't everyone using it? The truth is, there's no one-size-fits-all solution. Just like any treatment, what works exceptionally well for one person may have little or no effect on another. It ultimately comes down to finding the right solution for the right individual at the right time. And what we want to educate you on is that we've also created a framework that helps you figure that out. And let's talk about that framework. And when we talk about that, what does current science say? What's the right dosaging? The right science says, for example, in conditions like depression or anxiety, a 2024 study by Matthews et al. Found that simply inhaling 3 drops of lemon balm for 30 minutes twice a day delivered meaningful relief. This shows how even small, consistent doses of lemon balm aromatherapy can offer effective support for emotional well-being. When it comes to improving sleep quality, the same research group demonstrated that taking 1,500 milligrams of lemon balm for just 7 days was effective. This highlights lemon balm's potential not only for calming the mind, but also for supporting deeper, more restorative sleep. For colicky infants, a formulation containing 130 milligrams of lemon balm given over 28 days is effective in easing discomfort. This demonstrates how gently and reliably lemon balm can support soothing effects even in very young children. For diabetes management, taking 700 milligrams per day of lemon balm capsules for 3 months is effective. This suggests that regular supplementation may help support healthier metabolic function over time. Of course, this isn't medical advice. You should always consult with your physician. But the studies do show this, and it's something to consider. Now, while lemon balm does show potential benefits, it's important to be mindful of possible issues, especially at higher doses. 3 of the main concerns include increased appetite, dizziness, and skin irritation. These aren't common at typical amounts, but it's something to be aware of. Again, we're not giving medical advice here. Always consult your healthcare provider if you're considering lemon balm for therapeutic use. The other piece is the tool that we've created called Your Body, Your System, which integrates engineering systems. Science with Eastern systems of medicine reveals a very powerful way to understand if it's right for you. You can use your body, your system, to understand what kind of system you are, whether your system's off course, And how do you bring your body back to you? So if you look at it, if you want to find if lemon balm is right for you, first of all, you can recognize that if your body is here, when you take these questions, a red dot will move to different points, indicating the amount of transport, conversion, and storage you have. Here we can see that lemon balm plays an important role in restoring balance within the body by helping stabilize all three doshas, vata, pitta, and kapha. This holistic effect highlights its long-standing value in traditional wellness systems. Now, if your body is here at some point, is it right for you? Well, definitely it'll help you if your body's off. Of course, here it's going to bring you back and help to maintain the balance. Obviously, the black dot here is going to take you away. But this is a condition where lemon balm may be right for you. So again, we have these three powerful platforms, VA Shiva Systems Health, a platform that helps you dive deep into understanding your body and how foods can be personalized to support your unique health needs. Join us every 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. every other Friday and get involved in vashiva.com/tutorial. It's free. We educate people on the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Again, we're extremely generous with our time. We give away a lot of tools for free. Some argue that when you give things away, people don't really value them. But our approach is to lean toward what benefits people the most. But I hope you guys get involved, and this will help you figure out if it's right for you. Not everything is right for everyone. You know, if you look at all the different things that claim to be good for inflammation, which is what we're analyzing with Cytosolv, out of that, even if we find out all of them are good, a subset will be good for you. And that's what your body, your system tool, allows you to figure out and allows us to teach others to figure this out. To sum this all up, lemon balm's wide-ranging therapeutic benefits largely come from its essential oil. It helps protect the heart by reducing ROS levels, suppressing inflammation, and preventing doxorubicin-induced cardiotoxic damage. In the gut, lemon balm extract inhibits inflammatory signaling and limits excessive immune cell migration, which supports healing and slows the progression of gastric ulcers. Overall, its strong anti-inflammatory and antioxidant effects make lemon balm a powerful natural remedy for multiple inflammatory conditions. And we are right now in InflammoSolve, which is a new spin-out at the initial phase of systems architecture. Again, if you're interested in investment opportunities, you can go to this link and set up a time with us. With that, we wrap up our discussion on the benefits of lemon balm for inflammation. I hope you understand that we took a systems approach here, covering politics, covering health, covering science. If you want to get smart, if you want to get healthy, and you want to get fierce and strong, get involved in Truth Freedom Health. Again, a very powerful way all of you guys can support what we're doing and yourself is to become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. We gave many calls to action, so again, I hope this was valuable. Get involved, support the movement that we're building. It's really for you. There's nothing else we're doing here but to support your development. Anyway, for those of you who joined late, today's discussion was on lemon balm on inflammation, and this is part of a series we'll be continuing. Stay engaged and support your own advancement. Be well. Thank you.